Right now on VFN TV, we're talking about midterm elections. We're talking about tipping point. We're going to hear specifically from Donna Brazile, but also from Pastor John Kilpatrick, actually something he said. And we're also going to go to San Francisco, the district of Nancy Pelosi, where literally they're having poop patrols. That's right, right now on VFN TV.
Conversation Light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, is joining us is John Ramos.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey, man, I'm excited about our program. I'm excited about our weekend together at the gathering.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing when the church comes together.
I am so shocked. We're going to talk about what's happening in San Francisco.
Yes.
And who would have ever thought that they would have a poop patrol?
It's real.
This is actually the district of Nancy
Pelosi.
Pelosi.
Former House Speaker.
And the wealthiest, from understand, she's the biggest fundraiser in all of Congress. And you think her district, we got to get to this, but they literally, you heard a Snapchat. Is that right? Snapchat?
Snapchat.
What do they have?
Snap crap.
This is legitimate.
It's a real app.
It's crazy.
It's a real issue.
But first, I want to be able to talk about specifically. We're such at a point in time that only you could describe this point in time. I think Pastor John Kilpatrick specifically nailed it. He said when we had the Judge Kavanaugh hearings, we saw the both sides just galvanize and they're just doing some weird, strange things. And it's like, you know, you're supposed to be the grown-ups in the room. That moment, that time was the tipping point. That moment when America got to see exactly what was going on. And some of the things that was said specifically prior to that, and we talked about it on the program is, you know, up to a certain point, and Pastor John Kilpatrick talked about this as well, that we were dealing with an Ahab spirit. But suddenly was going to come the spirit behind Ahab, which is a Jezebel spirit that comes out and begins to really try to control things and manipulate authority. We saw that happen at the Kavanaugh hearings, and now we're seeing people, you know, say they're part of casting spells and witchcraft and burning, you know, candles and what is, you're looking at a manifestation of a demonic principality called a Jezebel principality. It's not a male or female, it's a spirit, and it's a tipping point. And so when Brother Kilpatrick, Pastor Kilpatrick told me about that, I happened to see just after that, Donna Brazile, she was the interim chairman of the Democratic National Convention. And I love the way she talks about, you know, when she talks about food. She says, it's sort of like mixing collard greens together, and then you put cornbread in it. She knows how to talk to people because we can relate to that kind of food thing, but I don't like her politics necessarily.
No.
But listen to what she says, because she says, too, she defined this moment in American history as a tipping point also. Let's join. This is Donna Brazile.
Unfortunately, Judge Kavanaugh said it himself. And, you know, last week he said what goes around comes around and the whirlwind. It feels more like a hurricane force is going to hit us in the future. Look, I don't know if it started when Mitch McConnell decided not to give Merrick Garland a hearing or the explosive revelations of the last week about Judge Kavanaugh. All I know, Dana, is that we're at a tipping point moment in this country. The Me Too movement is not going away. How are we going to deal with it in the future?
So those words hit me because when I heard Donna say that, you know, I thought that's exactly what Pastor John Kilpatrick just told me. And when he told, you could tell it. Everybody knows that it's a different time, it's a different moment. And it's the question is, you know, where are we going to go in America? Are we going to go to God's original intent for this nation, a Judeo-Christian nation? Are we going to go back to one of the founding documents of our country, which David Barton talks about quite often, is the Bible? Even the one particular author that wrote 12 Rules for Young Men, whatever his author is, Peter, he's a popular guy right now, you can think of his
Jordan.
Name. Jordan. Peter Jordan. He specifically was defending the Bible on the BBC channel, because they were attacking him because you're a believer or whatever, and I don't know if he's a believer or not.
Jordan Peterson.
And he talks specifically about you cannot deny the thousands of years that we've lived off the foundations and the truths that are involved in the scriptures.
Yeah.
And so he uses in a lot of his arguments, you know, he's an intellect, and he talks about scripture. Well, the truth is, we're at a tipping point right now. If a person who supposedly professes not necessarily to be a follower of Jesus Christ, but uses God's word and understands that societies and the world revolves, and especially America revolves around the reality of our foundation, the reason why it's working, it's the best system, even he says it's the best system, and we know it. If you look around to other countries, it's the best system. It's not perfect, but it's the best system. It's because it's based on Judeo-Christian values. If you look at the laws, the prudent man, if you go to courts and they talk about, well, the prudent man would do this, the prudent man would do that. That's scripture.
Yeah.
When it talks about the unjust this or the unjust scripture, you go to the Supreme Court, you see Moses with the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. It's carved in over the Supreme Court. I mean, everything, I mean, it's just over and over and over. If you go to the Washington Monument at the very tipping point. As Isaiah, right? A scripture, Isaiah.
No, it has, I believe, Laus Deo, and I believe it means Almighty or something. Just raise.
Praise to God.
Yeah, praise to God.
And it's like, it's just who we are. You can't, you have revisionists who want to actually rewrite our history. Our history is what our history is. Good history, bad history, but it's history. And it's a shame. So many people, we would talk about this early on years ago, where you had to take a special class, you know, to be able to understand this part of American history, or a special class for this part.
Yeah.
It needs to come all together. Come together.
And there's no denying that God, Jesus Christ, has always been part of the American history. I mean, look at our monuments. We did a program, several, you can go to Torch and see them, all specifically about this.
Right.
All the monuments that have scripture. In fact, in the Washington Monument, the Bible is actually, there's a Bible inside that monument.
Right.
And so it's that argument's over, but people are galvanized for this midterm election.
Right.
We want to encourage you to get out and vote, pray and vote, because it matters.
And if you haven't yet, you can go to vfnkb.com/vote. You can see it on your screen right now, vfnkb.com/vote. You can register if you hadn't registered yet, but also you can get informed about the values of the people that are running for office, because they fill out these voter guides, and it's amazing. I wanted to find out about the judges in our state, because you have to determine who's going to stay a judge and not stay a judge. And you're able to have people in the organization inside your state. For example, in the state of Florida, there's John Stemberger, who actually tracks the votes of the judges in the Supreme Court.
That's so important.
So you're able to say, hey, keep this judge, not that judge. And you can change, because it's the judges that determine things like this. In our city, they had we have a cross in a park. And people were wanting the cross, a few folks were wanting the cross to take down. Well, the people use the courts when the majority of the people don't want that. Well, they went to the courts, and the judge actually supported it and said it needs to come down. And so they're appealing it. Well, that judge that it was taken to, and also the judge that they appealed it to, you vote for those judges. Mm. You can determine who determines whether that cross stays there or not. So you change those judges. So just don't vote them all in. You know, find out. You know, you can find out. Go to vfnkb.com/vote, and you can find out there how people stand on certain issues, so you can be a value voting person. As a matter of fact, we have the Value Summit.
Yes,
Value
in
Voter
fact,
Summit.
When we get right back from this break, you're going to hear from Mark Meadows from the Freedom Caucus at the Value Voter Summit.
Representative, right?
Yes, representative. He's going to share some wonderful things about what's happening in our country, what the president's doing, and why it's so important to vote in this midterm election. Join us when we get right back from this break.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, there's nothing like men and women who stand up for our country, and they stand up for our values. And understanding, when you vote, you want to know what people's values are, what's valuable to them. And quite often we live our life not even thinking about what's valuable to us, and at the end of our life we realize we lived it for everything that's not valuable to us.
Sad.
And the Value Voters Summit helps us align ourselves and check ourselves. What is our values? And Congressman Mark Meadows, if you've been watching him, he has been on time, standing up.
Yes.
Although he was a number of a few who literally was on the lines pressing
Freedom
for
Caucus.
Justice, the Freedom Caucus, bringing justice. And understand this, for what God told me very specifically, great provision is coming, but it comes only when justice is served. And so when you see people like Congressman Mark Meadows and others doing that, like DeSantis,
Jim Jordan,
understand
Matt Gaetz.
Who would ever thought that not all the justice, but the top of the Justice Department was holding back justice? That has to happen before this gavel of God comes down, where I literally saw gold. That's why you see all of our programs sometimes has this gold shaving rain, because the provision of God is going to come once justice is served. So thank God for Congressman Mark Meadows and others. Let's join him as he talks about the achievements of what's been taking place in this short period of time, like 23 months, 22 months, at the Value Voters Summit. Check it out.
That if we do not continue to stay engaged, the very first thing that a House of Representatives, that if it has a Speaker Nancy Pelosi, will do will be impeach this president. So it is important that we show up again on November 6th. It is important that we stay engaged, because the progress that this president has made is remarkable. Now, you've heard about some of the things already, but I can tell you early on, I was concerned that some of those campaign promises weren't going to be kept. And the president told me, he says, Mark, I want to tell you, when I was there advocating on behalf of moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, not only was he going to do it, he would do it quickly, and indeed he has. And that's the kind of president, a promise-keeping president we have. But it's even in the small things. For 3 years, I've been saying the Palestinians haven't been willing to negotiate in a good manner in terms of actually having peace in the Middle East. And I felt like that it was deplorable. I thought it was deplorable that we would have a PLO office here in Washington, D.C., and it took this president to say, enough is enough, and let's close it down. And that's how serious he is. But perhaps you've seen in recent days, in fact, just yesterday, the headlines come out that Rod Rosenstein talked about actually wearing a wire and going into the Oval Office to secretly record this president. I think the time is now that we need to hold those at DOJ and FBI accountable. The time, it's past time, and it is time that we hold them accountable. Yes, without a doubt, it is time. It is time. So I think Rod needs to come before Congress this week and explain under oath what exactly he said and what he didn't say. I think it's time. Now, we can be concerned about comments about wearing a wire that weren't deployed that they're talking about. But I can tell you I'm more concerned about wires that were deployed that they're not talking about when they're spying on a Trump campaign. It is time that they come clean on that. We need to declassify the documents and make sure the American people can see for themselves. It is time. It is time. It is also time that we continue to speak up from our communities each and every day and not let the left silence our willingness to stand up for this great country. We need to make sure we speak up. I can tell you, there are few things that unite us other than truly our values. But I can also say this, is that when we look at standing up for our country, it is important that we not make a political statement. I think that it is not appropriate to make a political statement at a wedding. It's not okay to make a political statement at a funeral. And it is not okay to make a political statement when we have the flag and when we stand to salute it. We need to honor our veterans and make sure that we stand and let them know that we're united. It is not okay. It is important. So I want you to stay engaged. I want you to once again applaud this president for being proud of who we are. When you have a pastor, Andrew Brunson, from my state, my area, from Buncombe County, who has been held hostage over in Turkey, it's gratifying to know that I've got a president that not only will talk the talk, but walk the walk and stand up on behalf of a religious freedom. It is key. So I'm going to close with this little personal story about what happened last year. Now, they've gone to yellow. They're flashing yellow, just so you all know. They're wanting to make sure that I finish. You can turn off the clock. I'm going to finish on time. But as we do that, last time the president came off and you gave the president a great warm welcome. And he came off and he was saying, well, you know, I think that went pretty well. I said, I think it went better than pretty well. And he actually offered for me to take a ride back to the White House in the Beast, his official limo. Now, I share that not because we got to ride in a limo and it was a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me and my wife. I share that because we got in the car before he did. And you know why that happened? Because he was backstage taking individual pictures with our law enforcement officers, our first responders, and those that are here. You never read about that on the headlines, but because he personally cared, he was backstage doing that. He does that at almost every single place he goes to show our law enforcement the honor that they're doing. That's the kind of president we have. That's the kind of president we need to continue to support. So here is my promise to you from many members of the Freedom Caucus who believe that we stand for the millions of forgotten men and women who think that this city has forgotten them. My good friend Jim Jordan and I were talking last night, and actually Jim is an unbelievable patriot. I'm here to tell you, an unbelievable patriot. We're going to continue to stay engaged until this Russian hoax gets exposed for what it is, and that is a fake news story of gargantuan proposals. God bless you. Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
This is so exciting to see Congressman Mark Meadows. He's been a firebrand for what's going on. Listen, if you haven't yet registered to vote, go to vfnkb.com/vote, and you can find things that you need. You can register. You can find out, you know, who you're voting for, what's their values. They're asked questions.
That's
the questionnaires
so
there. It is so, so very, very important. Not only that, just go and share this. You can go to our Facebook. We have it there for you, and you can share with others. We have it on our YouTube channel. We have
Absolutely.
It all over social media or Twitter. But you want to just get as many people. You can impact election because so many elections are won by just a few folks who studied who they were going to vote for and went out and voted. I was so surprised to find out how few people determined to vote.
Actually do vote, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Listen, also, we want to remind you to be there and volunteer-wise, donate-wise for Operation Blessing and others that are helping out with this tragedy of Hurricane Michael. As a matter of fact, Operation Blessing is there. Take a look.
If you would drive through this area, you would see the devastation. It's just crazy the amount of devastation. House is totally gone. Apartment complex behind me here, people still don't have electric water. We're bringing them food. Yesterday I brought about 200 meals out here to them yesterday, and we came back tonight to give them dinner. When I saw Operation Blessing, I seen exactly what they were doing, how they were setting up the organization. They were so organized. They came in with the food trailers. They had everything set in place to know that they need to get the management of it out there so they can control a lot of the volunteer work. So it goes a lot smoother by having Operation Blessing involved, and they get involved with different churches. So anything anybody can do to help Operation Blessing. They're amazing people, the people that are running this show, and they do great work, and it's an amazing thing to watch and see. It's actually a blessing to sit back and observe the love and compassion, because that's the biggest thing that you see when you're here. You get all the gratefulness from the people, but you get to see the love and compassion. Now, if you can't make it here, there's other ways you can help and serve also these people that are in such need right now by going to ob.org. and partnering with them so that they can get supplies to bring out here, because believe me, the semi-trucks are rolling in. I saw probably 10 of them today. And they'll utilize that to the best abilities for these people out here, because they are truly, truly in need.
Make sure that you participate, whether you give, you pray, you volunteer, or encourage people to volunteer. Don't forget, you go to ob.org/volunteer or /donate. You can see it on your screen. And pray for everyone. It's a tragedy that's taking place there on the Gulf Coast of Florida with Hurricane Michael. You're going to be so surprised now. I was shocked. I've always seen Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, you know, in Washington, D.C., but I never saw her district. I never understood what her district was.
She represents a district.
Her district is in San Francisco, which is okay. It's totally fine. But I was shocked to find out what's happening in San Francisco.
It's a tragedy.
You have to understand this. People are on the streets, all over the streets of San Francisco, and they're actually, brace yourself, children, leave the room. But this is true. This is what's taking place. Human beings are defecating on the streets.
What?
So much so. That they spent millions of dollars, I think it's $12 million in their budget to hire people, and they're paying them $100-something thousand a year, reportedly, to be able to go off and pressure wash and clear so much. As a matter of fact,
aren't they calling them something like the poop patrol?
Literally. It's just, I could not believe this. Look at this map. This one lady did this map right here. These are locations over the city where they're finding human. This is not animal feces. This is human feces.
Yeah.
There's so much of it. The city smelling. This is someone who's trying to tell us how to run our country when this is her district. Her district is like, what are you doing? Don't you care about the people in your district? And there's even another map they have here, I believe, talking about the very specific locations here. It's the same map that we're seeing here.
This is the same map. This was created by Jen Wong. She's a software engineer.
Well, this is like the tech place of the world.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they know how to
311 is getting 65 calls per day.
And 911 is for emergencies. 311 is for things in the city.
Correct. 311, 65 calls a day of people calling and saying, this street has human feces and people are tired of stepping in.
Who ever even thought this would be a conversation that we'd have on the air? This is a reality. Can you imagine walking down the street and you're not seeing a dog? defecate.
This you're is seeing human beings. Homelessness is just rampant everywhere.
Well, but it's not only homelessness. It's people that's on drugs. It's people on the streets. Yeah. Just, I don't know what they're doing with all the money, because I believe she's the biggest money-raising person all of Congress, reports
no
are.
Doubt.
So what did they come up with? They developed technology to be able, it's so bad, they spent like $12 million a year in their budget to be able to hire people to go, and they're paying over $100,000
to pressure wash it.
And we saw specifically this taking place where literally the spray from the pressure wash was
disgusting.
Going over the people walking
disgusting.
On the sidewalk. Well, you may have heard of an application, or your young people have, or whatever. It's called Snapchat. Some sort of communication like Facebook or Twitter or whatever. But somebody, because this is the Silicon Area Valley.
Oh, yeah. All technology is coming out of this area.
They developed, what's it called?
Snapcrap. Snapcrap.
What?
You can download this app. You can download this app on your phone. If you live in San Francisco, to help identify where the poop is what street.
Where the dog used the bathroom.
No. Human beings.
Using the bathroom.
In San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
This is horrible. And this is Nancy Pelosi's district.
So you would actually find it, and then I think you showed the next slide here.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
And
you're looking.
I see poop. on 241 6th Street. Look at this.
This is not
funny. This is horrible.
Understand this. Listen, this is not right.
No.
The city government should pause and think about what are we doing that's causing people who are creating the image and the likeness of God, who
that's
God
horrific.
Loves, who God gave his son for, causing them to be so degraded that literally they are not, they're using the bathroom on the streets. And it's just, as they said, you can't go places without it being there. And the city reeks of the smell. And it's a $12 million budget entry, reportedly. And it's like, you know, think about this. Where does your city stand? Where does your city stand in regards to God? Where does your city stand? I know that, you know, Pat Hamilton, myself, had a chance to go there years ago to San Francisco. And you're kind of excited about seeing San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge. But when we got to the city, it was so oppressive. And it seemed so, it was just like, what's going on? This is supposed to be the place of Kojak and all these different things that happened here over the years, you know? And it's like, you know, it matters who your God is. It matters that if your city honors God and honors his ways. And it's like, these are probably the wealthiest people in the world, people that invented a lot of the technology that you're using probably right now, smart, you know, brilliant people. But people
should have to live in this type of
They shouldn't have
filth.
To live like
this
that. But yet in their own community, this is what's taking place. And of course, it's the local government that needs to say, what are we doing? At the point, I've got to end here, but listen, even they're passing out hypodermic needles to the people on the streets that are drug users, and people that are sitting on the trains are accidentally getting stuck by hypodermic needles.
Hepatitis, I think, B and C there. I mean, it's just a really bad, bad situation.
We want to pray for the people of San Francisco, but this is actually Nancy Pelosi, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's district. And I think, you know, if I was living in our district, I would say, help us out here. Raise some money.
Forget about the country for a second here, I think.
And it's not about cleaning the streets. It's about cleaning the hearts. Why are the hurting people, helping the hurting people in San Francisco? Maybe they need a home. Maybe they need help. I don't know what it is, but we were shocked about this. Maybe you're going to be shocked too. But listen, we want to be able to pray for the people of San Francisco, you know, because God loves all the people that
Absolutely.
Are there and just pray for them. And also, you know, if you're part of Nancy Pelosi's district, ask her. She's the wealthiest fundraising person for the in her this. So I'm like,
do
some of the money for San Francisco. I want to pray with you. We've got to go right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Lord God, across the nation. We thank you for Congressman Mark Meadows, Lord. We thank you, those that are standing up for the light and the things you've allowed to happen, God. And we pray right now for the people of San Francisco, God, that you would save San Francisco, God. The revival would come from San Francisco, that not only the streets would be clean, but the hearts would be clean, God. That just, again, move again like you did on Azusa Street. Move again in California in a special way, God. And we ask you, dear Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
The spiritual avalanche that could kill millions. This is coming to you from a man who has just passed through the valley of the shadow of death. Since my close call with eternity just a short while ago, everything has become clearer. I can hear his whisper. Unabated obedience has become my mandate. That is why I'm writing this word from the Lord. Recently, after enjoying quality time with Jesus, I was surprised by an alarming vision. I saw a massive, majestic mountain covered in glistening snow. It reminded me of the Matterhorn in the Swiss Alps. Its peaks were sparkling white, and I was amazed by God's attention to detail. It was so realistic, I wanted to go skiing. But I sensed that there was more that the Holy Spirit was about to reveal. As I closed my eyes, I was in a winter wonderland, bustling with thousands of vacationers. The ski lodge, condos, hotels, and cabins were at full capacity at this popular resort. Day quickly turned to night as the skiers, snowboarders, and sports enthusiasts were settling in. Anticipation grew as the snow began to fall. Everyone headed to bed believing tomorrow would be a day of sheer enjoyment on freshly covered slopes. For an avid skier, the exhilaration of being the first one to race down a new blanket of snow is a dream come true. Throughout the night, winter storms dropped several feet of new snow on the slopes. The night ski patrol was put on full alert. Their mission was clear. With the potential of killer avalanches, they took to their posts. I began to weep as the vision continued to unfold along with its spiritual application. The ski patrol operated like a well-trained platoon. Some boarded helicopters manned with small bombs. Others jumped on snowmobiles loaded with handheld explosive devices. What seemed to be a strategic group of sharpshooters were stationed at the base, maneuvering anti-tank weapons aimed at the snow-covered peaks. They fired their weapons at strategic points in the avalanche zone to force avalanches before the snow accumulated to a life-threatening depth. Left unchecked, the accumulation of heavy, dense snow packed on top of lighter snow could easily slide down with incredible speed and force, resulting in enormous damage and loss of life. The Lord began to speak. I trembled. The fresh new snow represented the false teaching that is steadily falling on the ears of the body of Christ. It has been and is a heavy snowfall. The skiers represented believers and non-believers, trusting the resort for a safe and memorable experience. As Christians, we have been warned to be sober and vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8. However, the present awe-inspiring teachings have lulled many into a deeper sleep. The layers upon layers of snow have been steadily covering the solid traditional truth of Christ. The truth is that foolish teaching in these days will become so fashionable, even the most dedicated believer could become deceived. Matthew 24:24. It's happening before our eyes. One spiritual leader said the other day, "You guys are old-fashioned holiness. We are modern-day grace. You live in bondage while we can do anything we want." Pastors and teachers worldwide have succumbed to heretical teachings, including universal reconciliation, deification of man, challenging the validity of the Word of God, including His judgments, and even lifting any boundaries, claiming His amazing grace is actually amazing freedom. You are free to live according to your own desires. Sound familiar? They had no king and did what was right in their own eyes. Judges 17:6. These popular self-proclaimed ministers of the gospel are covering the slopes and will be held accountable for the spiritual death of millions. Just as a ski patrol did in this vision, those who are aware of what's happening must take swift and accurate action. Their weapons of warfare must be aimed at the peaks and the avalanche terrain to dispel the lies. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers must be willing to drop spiritual bombs, fire anti-heresy missiles, and even drive into the danger zones armed with explosive truth to confront this avalanche. The generals of this generation must leave the war room and put their years of experience on the front line. Friend, I humbly encourage you to heed this vision and take it before the Lord. I've written it just as it was given. My responsibility is to share with the body of Christ His words to me. The ears that hear and the hands that obey are out of my control. This is not just Steve Hill telling a story. Most of what the Lord shares with me is personal and remains in my heart. But I sincerely believe that this is a warning for this hour. Satan is snowing the saints, but it can be stopped. In the vision, I heard explosions. I saw dedicated Christian soldiers scrambling to do anything it took to bring down this avalanche before devastation occurred. One of the most powerful weapons we possess to combat this onslaught is the tongue. Let God set yours ablaze by preaching all the words in red. If we take action now, the result will be a tearing down of false teaching and a remaining layer of solid, God-given, biblical instruction that will save the lost, heal the sick, and strengthen Christians to do the true work of the ministry.